Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I'll give you that beautiful one shortly from now. Helen Nyakane will be back with Bread of Life. Don't worry about that one. But very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Friday's edition of Spectrum. My name is Lukom Gwedi Puti, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be spending yet another afternoon with you. And, starting this afternoon on a very high note, I must say, because we're talking all things events around the city. But in particular, you have heard it numerous times from Radio Pulpit. Praise South Africa. Yep, it's coming up. And we've been raving about it. Julita, I've got Julita on the line this afternoon. Julita Kok, good afternoon. And welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice and just to hear that cheer. I mean, now I'm so excited for my own event.
Oh man, let's talk about Praise South Africa, Julita. Is this the very first?
Yes, it's the first one. We have a vision for later on, Praise Namibia, Praise Kenya,
wow.
Praise Malawi, and then Praise Africa. But Praise South Africa is the first of its kind this year. Yes.
Maybe let's start here. If you can share the dream with us, why Praise South Africa? Where did it all come about? And I must tell you, having been in the event space, to even come up with an event of this magnitude and have to execute it is a whole huge deal.
Yes. Listen, let me tell you, for me, it's all about the mandate from God. You know, so for people, it might look like an event, but it's much more than that. And if I can put it in a nutshell, in 2015, I prayed and I asked the Lord, I like to pray according to what God is doing in the earth. Mm-hmm. You know, we can sometimes pray our own prayers, and it's not according to what God is doing. So I was asking the Lord, what is the mandate in heaven at the moment? Mm. And he said, Africa. And, you know, I was like, Africa, I mean, everybody calls us the dark continent. This was in 2015. Why not America or Russia or whatever? And God said, because Africa knows how to praise.
Wow.
And I understand praise. You know, I'm in worship music and all of that. And but what does it mean when God says Africa knows how to praise? So moving forward a few years, in 2022, God sent me from Cape Town all the way up through Africa to Egypt, and I had to end from ocean to ocean in Alexandria, which is about 4 hours after Cairo. And I traveled solo woman with my car and back. It took me 6 months.
Sure.
And during that time, one of the things that I had to do, the Lord told me, find the frequency of Africa. And because I'm in music, you know, I thought it's going to be music. So when I came back, and I travel all over the world, not only Africa.
Okay.
And when I came back, I was actually disappointed, and I told the Lord, you know, Lord, I never found that sound in the music. The African music has become very Western, and I was disappointed. And the Lord said, but you did find it. And for the next few days, I really prayed, and I went over everything that I experienced. And suddenly, I realized what is different in Africa than the rest of the world. And you know what I found, Luko, is that Africa still has the fear of the Lord in their heart.
Wow.
The fear of the Lord in their heart. And that's a very specific frequency. You know, if you can praise. Praise is not singing fast songs. It can be, but it's not the only thing. And when you praise from a heart with the fear of the Lord in it, it comes from a different place as just singing because you're happy. You can be in an absolute very bad space, but still have the joy of the Lord in your heart and praise from that perspective. So I realized that what the world needs at the moment, one of the things, it's not the only thing, but one of the things, is that frequency that should be released in the atmosphere from South Africa into Africa, across to Jerusalem, and to the rest of the world. So with Praise South Africa, It is not about the artist on the stage.
Yep.
If I wanted their frequency, I could get them together in a room and say, sing.
Of course.
It's not about that. It's about the people. So we are inviting the people to come and join us. And it's not a... you know, it's not a variety concert because people look at the cast and they are like, it's a variety concert. It's not. It is to say that all genres, all cultures can praise. And that frequency, because it's about the relationship with God that they bring to the stage, not the hit songs. So the songs that we are going to sing even, we prayed about this for a long time, is very well-known songs so that the audience can join. You know when frequency happens, it's when sound waves come together, they resonate with each other. So the artists are singing, the audience are singing, those two sounds come together, and that creates the frequency that we were going to let loose in the atmosphere, and then God needs to do what he needs to do. That's not our job.
That's true.
So this is praise South Africa. We want to release that sound that's in the heart of the South Africans, the fear of the Lord. I mean, we truly honor God, and we truly know that he's the only God. So that is what Praise South Africa is about.
Sure. This is amazing. I want us to get into the production because you spoke about the types of songs that will be sung. I want us to talk about that. But Julita, you know, you mentioned something, and I don't believe in coincidences. I believe it's really a God incident that I had to hear you actually say that, because you said something about the praise in Africa I want to use just how you said.
It's become very Western.
Yes, but something that's special about our worship.
Oh, yes.
Something special about our worship is really that our hearts are towards God. And as I was listening to you really saying that, just yesterday, I bumped into a video that made me realize the sincerity of one of the gentlemen in your lineup, Dr. Tumi.
Yes.
As he was sharing his story and his testimony, and I thought, you know what? Sincerity and the honesty in this gentleman. Oh my Lord. He has not changed with the fame.
Oh, man. And you know, if people can understand that, that's the difference between a secular event, and nothing wrong with a secular event. I mean, I love beautiful music. But when you are on a stage for God, it's not about the songs. It's about your relationship with God that you bring to the stage. Mm. Remember, the word says only the anointing will break the yokes. Mm-hmm. So when you are in a personal relationship like Tumi is, you know, then what he carries has got weight. And it tells you of a man that's humble, that's honest, that's sincere with God. And that in itself creates a frequency. You know, so for me, it's like just, I mean, I love Africa. I'm so in love with Africa.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And the sound of Africa and what we have and the music that we have, you know. Oh, man, it can truly change the world. You know, just in short, Shanasa's song Waymaker.
Yes.
Everybody that is somebody in the Christian industry covered that song.
Exactly.
It came from Africa, and the same with Jerusalem. You know,
yes.
I didn't understand because it was saying in one of our languages, but it was talking about bringing glory to God and bringing down the new Jerusalem.
Mm.
And remember, the word says, "Put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness." And in the time that Jerusalem was released from Africa, I mean, COVID was in full swing.
Exactly.
And everybody felt that they're going to die, and there was a spirit of heaviness. Mm. And the moment people began to sing that song, their spirits lifted because they started dancing, they started praying. Even Ronaldo, the soccer player, did the little dance.
Yep.
And it lifted the spirit of heaviness. So to have an event called praise, firstly, and actually praising, I mean, I'm telling you, the atmospheres are going to shake.
Sure. Absolutely beautiful. Let's talk about the production, Julita. You know, has there been a mind behind what the artists will sing, or is there a brief that they were given for the day?
No. They were asked what they wanted to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Then we put everything together and what God put on our hearts. And for 21 days, the musicians fasted to ask the Lord what the song should be and what the song should sound like. Although it's well-known songs, we are arranging it. I mean, there's violin players and musicians and backing vocalists, so it's a big production. But what are the notes that needs to be played? So all of this went into a pot, and then we said, because it's not, like I said, a variety concert, the next artist is Dr. Toomey, and he's going to sing this. The next artist is so-and-so, and they are going to sing this. So what's happening is that some of them are singing solos. They are doing duets together. The women are singing. The men are singing.
Wow.
The full cast is singing together. It's a whole production because it's not about a person or an artist. This is about what God wants released in the earth and from South Africa in this moment.
Wow.
So the production was very, very important because it is about what does God want? And that's why we fasted 21 days asking the Lord, Lord, what is it? What is the music that you want? And at the end, it was quite surprising what came from all of that, you know? So, yeah, it's going to be beautiful. I mean, the music is just, we have the best of the best, you know, because when talent and anointing and preparation comes together, it's like deep calling unto deep and heaven meets heaven.
Amen.
That's what I want to say. And when that comes together, it's an explosion. So I am very excited to hear the people praise with us when that music goes out.
Wow. You know what's beautiful, Julita? For me, it's to hear that as an organizer, you're in one spirit and an understanding with the team and the artists you've brought on board. Because that to have artists actually say, hey, we believe in the vision. We're going to fast and trust the Lord for this music. Absolutely beautiful. I don't know how you did it, but it worked. It worked, clearly.
it's all about God at the end, you know, advancing the kingdom. That's what it's about.
Yep.
Nothing else. I mean, that's why we bring our talents and what we have. And I always say, I can do something good, but if we all work together, it's going to be magnificent. And
it's
this is one of those where everybody is working together towards the same goal, and it's going to be awesome.
Now tell us, Julita, when is the event exactly and what should we expect on the day?
Okay, so the event is the 11th of April and we are using Moreleta campus. They used to be Moreleta Church but are now called Moreleta Campus.
Oh.
And it can seat 7,000 people and we need a lot of people. So so that is the venue that we've chosen. And it starts at 7 o'clock, but the doors open at 6. Tickets is available at Quicket, so you can just go onto Quicket, or if you have a praise flyer, everything is on there, but go onto Quicket and you will see and read all about it. And people can be very expectant, you know, because, as I said, it's not a show.
Yep.
The lights and the sound and all of that makes it sound and seem like a show, but at the end we truly have a mandate. So I'm very expectant. You know, God is everywhere, but I'm telling you, He's going to show up on that evening.
Oh, I'm
to
so
join
excited.
Us with His angel choirs, yeah. And I am so looking forward to that experience. I always love seeing the audience. This is why I do events, if I might be honest, is that there's moments in an event and it's different for every person.
Yep.
When the people have an encounter with God and nobody can take that away from them ever. And in that moment, something happens in their hearts.
Yep.
And because it's not through a pastor or somebody, a brother or sister laying hands on you, but in that moment when you connect to God, God alone receives the glory. And nobody can say that I did that for you. So for me to see people having an encounter with God, you know, I just love it. I think I'm addicted to those moments.
You are. And another important pointer, which, you know, as we go with these events and stuff, I realize we miss ages. You know, some people say, no, we don't want too many kids here. So who should come to the event on the day?
Everybody, please bring your kids. For me, it is about how can a child not know how to praise God? You need to tell them and teach them from little. So, yep. I mean, you need to teach him manners at home. So when he's there, you know, that's not my job. My
of
job
course.
Is to create an atmosphere so that that child will say, I want to stay in this forever. But please bring the children, you know, and we have facilities for babies because babies can cry and whatever.
Oh, that's great.
But there's a facility, a big mother's room, so that's available with screens and everything. But please bring the children, because how will they learn? How will they know if they are not brought into the presence of God?
Mm.
So for me, it's very important that people come with their children.
Absolutely amazing. Another thing I noticed, it's on a different type of day of the week. Please bring that to our attention, because we're always thinking on weekends, it's either Saturday or Sunday. The other day I saw somebody taking a swipe at an events page, and she said, I realized that this date is on a Sunday. We're going to work tomorrow. And but the guy's like, listen, the time permits and everything, this is the idea. And within a second, she was like, oh, I'm sold. I'm definitely coming. So what day of the week is it?
It's a Friday. It's a Friday, so the children don't have school or anything. And because it's, and we check the sport, because sport is very important to the people in Pretoria.
Uh-huh.
But it's a good day to come and lift your voices in one accord.
Absolutely love to hear that. Any further details? How do we get the tickets? Yeah, I think that's very important.
Yes, Quicket is the way to go. So you go onto their website and type in praise, and then you can choose your seat. And there's different options, because it's such a very big venue, you know. You cannot charge the guy right at the back that has seat number 7,000 the same price as the one that has seat number 1.
So true.
But that also helps, because then people can choose. So we have tickets from 200 Rand, and then the really very pricey seats is only 650. So it's a very affordable price, and the 650 seats, there's only a few. So the rest of it is from 200 to 350 Rand. Very affordable.
Very affordable, yeah. I must say.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Chilita.
Yes, I can just quickly say, you know, people always ask me, but why do I have to pay for worship? You don't pay for the worship. You pay for the seat you sit in. You pay for the fact that you can hear. Otherwise, I'll just have no mics there.
And no the sound.
Yeah. And you pay because there's screens, because the guy right at the back cannot see the artist. So that's the thing, the comfort that we pay for. And the venue, the lights, and they have to clean and all of that. But the worship and the praise, that's free. That's free.
Yep.
So, so come and join us, because, you know, we cannot do this concert on our own. And as I said in the beginning, if it was about that, then I would have just gotten the artist into a room and say, sing. So, in any case, that's me.
Absolutely. The beautiful thing is that all details had already come in. Unfortunately, we lost Chilita there. Thank you so, so, so much, Chilita. It's so important for us to get to the Praise South Africa concert at Moroleta campus on the 11th of April. 2025, that is. It's 11 April 2025, and doors open at 6 o'clock. Remember, you get your ticket from Quicket. So thank you so, so much, Chilita, for that conversation.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.